Worship, and we ask that your spirit will continue to be with us here and touch us as we listen to your words through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And friends, today's liturgy is a continuation of last week's message. And last week we talked about faith and how to increase our faith, how to set our faith on fire, how to rekindle our faith. And today Jesus continues that message, and he continues to question us, what kind of faith do you have? What kind of faith do you operate in your Christian life? Is it with a weak faith? Do you live the faith, your Christian life, with a weak faith, with a faith that is not strong enough to lead you through trials and tribulation? Do you live your faith with a doubting faith, your Christian life with doubt? Do you live your Christian life with an empty faith? And so today, Jesus is proposing for you and I the kind of faith that can help us live the daily Christian life and even live the complete journey of our salvation. And that faith, it's called a grateful faith, a faith that is energized by a life of gratitude. Gratitude is the energy of faith, is the fire that keeps our faith alive. And Jesus operated with a grateful faith all through his ministry. And I want to cite a few examples for us. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 25, when Jesus was teaching and the people were disoriented about his teaching, and he said, Father, he gave thanks. He said, Father, I thank you for keeping this secret away from the learned and revealing it to mere children. He gave thanks. He gave thanks. And in John's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 25, when Jesus Christ heard about the death of Lazarus, he said to his disciples, then he was not dead. Lazarus was already in the tomb. And Jesus said, Father, I thank you. I thank you for answering my prayers, because he knew that when he gets to where Lazarus is, he's going to perform that great miracle. So he gave thanks. He gave thanks. And again, when Jesus Christ, when he performed the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, and he thanked God and then blessed the bread, blessed the fish, and the miracle happened. And finally, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 19, when Jesus Christ celebrated the Last Supper, Scripture says that he looked up to heaven, he gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples. Grateful faith. And he invites us to live our daily lives with a grateful faith. And what does it mean to live with a grateful faith? A grateful faith sees blessings more than it sees problems and difficulties and evil. Jesus always sees goodness. He always sees possibilities and solutions. You see, he said to the disciples, do you have food to feed these people? They said, no, just two fish and five loaves. He saw solution and not a problem. The disciples saw what? Problems. But Jesus saw solutions. He saw goodness. He saw providence. So a grateful faith is a faith that sees blessings more than we see problems and evils and difficulties. You know, Michael Kelly says that if you send your thoughts in one direction, you live your life in that direction. We are what we think about. And so think of the possibility that God is there, God's goodness wants to do great things for us. So Jesus always sees blessings. Grateful faith is that habit that sees goodness and love in creation, in people, and not their weakness and not their troubles. A grateful faith finds blessings in everything. St. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, that in all circumstances, let it for us. Give thanks in all circumstances. St. Paul had the greatest and most challenging life as a Christian, for he always lived giving thanks to God because he saw blessings in everything. And if we have that eye to see the blessings of God in everything, like I shared on, I think it was Easter, then you make the world a better place for yourself and for others. You've seen blessings in everything, even in our challenges. It could be an opportunity for deeper intimacy with the Lord. Even our illness could be an opportunity to witness to the sufferings of Christ. There is blessing in everything. The problem is that lack of grace to be able to see God's blessings in the things that happen to us. It's always an opportunity to profit us for salvation, everything that happens to us. A grateful faith thank God in advance for blessings yet to receive. You remember the story I just gave, answering my prayers. A grateful faith thank God in advance for blessings yet to receive. And I remember when I was in the charismatic, one of the things that our leaders used to do while we pray for people, even at that moment, we begin to thank faith, that confidence, assurance of God's goodness, God's power, God's graciousness. And Jesus showed that to us. He said, Father, I thank you for answering my prayers, even when he had not gone there. So when we have a grateful faith, when we pray for something, we are already thanking God because we know that he is a good God and he's able to do, like St. Paul says, much more than we desire and ask. A grateful faith turns what we have into enough. You're not looking at what people have and you don't have. You're looking at what you have and what people don't have. Not that you become prideful, but become humble. So a grateful faith turns what we have into enough. But when we don't have a grateful faith, we have what other people have that we don't have. And we don't care to think about what we have that other people don't have. And if not for the insecurity in the world, I would propose that maybe in one of your vacations, you visit some of these poor countries and continents in our world. When you get back and see what is happening there, you come back, you live a life of gratitude, a life of contentment. You appreciate what you have. You know, when I was home for my vacation in Nigeria, I realized how very blessed I am here in the United States. And every single opportunity my friend Father Sule and I had, it was an opportunity to be charitable to people. It came naturally because it dawned on me how very blessed I am here. And so when we are here, you won't feel it. You won't notice it. It won't come real for you. And so maybe when you have that opportunity, do that. It's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. A grateful faith turns what we have into enough. A grateful faith brings wholeness. Wholeness. When this man who was healed by Jesus Christ returned, Jesus Christ said to him, go, your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you. You see, the opposite of gratitude is not just ingratitude, but complaining and criticizing. And when you live with that kind of habit, you bring more anxiety and worry to yourself. Always criticizing and complaining, criticizing, complaining. It's you walk yourself up and you become anxious and you become worried. I want to propose that Write down at least one thing you are grateful for every night. If you are going through worry and anxiety, just every night, get a book, write one thing you're grateful. Do it for 1 month, and you see that you become much more happier. You begin to realize that you have more blessings than you ever imagined. So do that. Do that. A grateful faith glorifies God in public worship. You see, when this leper was healed amongst his friends, perhaps the other ones were very grateful to God, but he did what? He recognized his healing and went back to Jesus. He went back to Jesus to thank him, and then he praised God in public. And Mass, the Eucharist, is the highest form of thanksgiving. In fact, the Greek word, Eucharistion, thankful prayer, a prayer of thanksgiving, that's what the Mass is about. And so if we recognize and we say we are grateful to God, then coming to Mass becomes our greatest expression of thanksgiving. So some people say they are grateful to God, they want to give thanks to God in private worship. It's not enough. It is completed in its fullness when we attend Mass to give thanks to God for the great sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. So private thanksgiving is not enough. That's what Luke is teaching us. It is that public thanksgiving in regular attendance for weekly Mass, Sunday Mass, that we are here to give ultimate thanks to God for his great blessings upon us. That's the best way to express our thanksgiving. So, dear friends, today the Lord invites us to develop a grateful faith. It's a grateful faith that leads us every day. It's a grateful faith that takes us all through our journey as a Christian. And when I came back, I shared with some people a prayer of thanksgiving and rosary. If we find it difficult to say thank you to God in our daily life, I want to give this to someone. And when I saw you, I said, you are going to get this. So it's called a Thank You Jesus Rosary. So, yeah, it's quite easy. You just, the white beads, what you do, like you say, the rosary, is just to say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Because we have all kinds of prayers asking for requests, but we don't find time and prayer to say, thank you, Jesus. And we have this for Eucharistic adoration, to bring and calm your spirit, but an opportunity to say thank you, Jesus. So it's a 1,000 thank you, Jesus, every day. 15 minutes, 10 minutes. It's not difficult. So you just say, thank you, Jesus. When you get to the red bead, oh, thank you, Jesus, and you continue. 10, 15 minutes, you're done, and that way you learn how to be grateful to God. Thank you. God bless you. So someone will get emptiness next time. I think he's the lucky one. So may the Lord bless his words in our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen.